The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I do not want to give an inch when it comes to any more COVID mandates.
If this president has the ability to mandate vaccines, what powers do we not grant this president? This should scare Democrats just as much as it scares Republicans.
I think he's got a pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems showed up after he said something the exact opposite.
Now, from the Relief Factor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I so admire the American spirit. I love watching Americans exercise their constitutional right to be heard. I'm so grateful to have this platform every single day to come to work and push back against the beast. Florida didn't beat Alabama over the weekend. But the fans in Gainesville left an impression that I don't think we should ever ignore, an impression that I hope will stay in your heart and in your mind as we get ready for this brutal battle over the $3.5 trillion spending package, so-called infrastructure. It's a debacle. The Senate parliamentarian ruled yesterday the Democrats are not going to be allowed to use it to grant a path to citizenship for all the illegals. It's a major roadblock, big, big blow to the Democrats who were stupidly hoping to provide a pathway for millions of illegals using reconciliation. So they could have only passed it with a 50-vote threshold as opposed to the usual 60 votes. So now Democrats, according to Axios, plan to go back to the parliamentarian to see if there are ways to provide other kinds of legal immigration status to the undocumented populations. I mean, Chuck Schumer told reporters, issued a statement, "We are deeply disappointed in this decision, but the fight to provide lawful status for immigrants in budget reconciliation continues." White House spokesman said the parliamentarian's ruling is deeply disappointing. It's unbelievable they were trying to pull this off in the first place. So if you saw all the college football games around the country, thousands and thousands of fans back in the stadium with a real strong in-your-face reminder that we've got to get back to some semblance of normal. I know people don't like to hear the phrase new normal, but it is a new kind of a normal. We're confronted with data like the data we're hearing out of Israel, a country that is over 80% vaccinated, and yet they are in a bad struggle with COVID. And what does that leave you with? What other conclusion do you come to if you know that a country like Israel has had great success with vaccines? And yet, you hear out of Israel, hospitals are struggling to keep up, ICU beds are maxed out, infections, deaths, rising in Israel, and over 80% are vaccinated. If we had an 80% vaccination success rate in America, oh my gosh, the beast would be so happy. The machine would be, oh, look at what we did. Look at us, look at us, look at us. If we would, I mean, if you judge, if you base this based on what Israel is doing, we'd still be in big trouble. Well, we're not in big trouble. We got a virus that we're going to have to learn to live with. There are going to be variants. And you're going to have to make decisions for yourself about vaccine efficacy. You got to make decisions about how you live your life. Have you lost weight? Are you taking vitamin D? Are you following your doctor's advice? You shouldn't go it alone. But you shouldn't do what Jen Psaki tells you to do. So here was the chant. Over the last few years, apparently the fans at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium in Gainesville, at the end of the third, I think it's at the end of the third quarter, singing Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down has become a real Florida Gators tradition. But I saw a video posted online that not only should give football fans chills, but every American, because to me, this is a metaphor. This is a statement. This is what thousands of us are telling the beast. This is our message for the contradictory, ineffective, corrupt administration. This is a message from ordinary, God-fearing, tax-paying, college football-loving fans to the beast. Listen to this and be amazed. How great is that? I mean, that to me is a message that those football fans are refusing to live in fear. They're not going to be home cowering in fear because Anthony Fauci told them to. And it feels like the world is starting to make up for lost time. We have lost nearly 2 years in this thing. I've been thinking a lot about how much time each of us has on this earth. And for people who are in their 70s, their 80s, you lose a year and a half, 2 years of your life, that's a lot. It's a lot for all of us. I'm 61. So, and when I think about the last year and a half plus of my life that I've lost, and when you want to stand up to the machine, that's a way to do it. To sing the lyrics, I won't back down. I'm going to stand my ground. Those lyrics matter. But yet we are up against a mighty machine. There's no question that the left doesn't want you to refuse to back down. The left doesn't want, the beast doesn't want you to refuse to back down and to stand your ground. Going to give you a perfect example of the beast in action. I saw something yesterday morning that was absolutely jaw-dropping. On the one Sunday morning news show that I like, CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley. But they brought Ted Koppel back. And Ted Koppel now is a reporter for that show. He traveled to Mount Airy, North Carolina, because there's a really quaint Americana story in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Mount Airy, of course, was the setting for fictional Mayberry, North Carolina, where Andy Griffith lived. And Aunt Bee and Floyd the Barber. Wait till you hear how Ted Koppel of CBS took what I thought was going to be a beautiful story of Americana and a town that creatively capitalized on its historic ties to the iconic Andy Griffith Show. Wait till you hear what Ted Koppel did with this story. It's all coming up next in the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Watch the show online at MikeOnline.com while listening to this great radio station.
All the girls I knew when I was single.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. I like your version, too. Listen, what Florida did, I can at least play that on the radio. I can't play the chant that was once again heard in college stadiums all over the country. Blank Joe Biden. Blank, blank, bump, bump, bump. Blank Joe Biden. People are not happy with the direction of the country. Maybe that's why we keep seeing poll numbers plummeting for Joe Biden. Meanwhile, there's more vaccine news.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
Pfizer has announced that its COVID-19 vaccine will work for children ages 5 to 11 and will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon. Now, the way the media reports this, the Beast is saying that's a key step toward beginning vaccinations for youngsters. And you know what's coming. You know that means mandatory vaccines for kindergartners. We're going to see mandatory vaccinations for kids under 12. It's coming. You know it's coming. Have you seen the video that went viral of the little boy who won't put on, he's 2 years old, and the poor mother is at a daycare center where she works. And we've seen these stories of families having being kicked off of airplanes because the two-year-old won't keep the mask on. If you're near a computer or you've got your smartphone and you're watching the show, the stream right now, go to MikeOnline.com and click on Watch Mike on TV and see the video. This is child abuse. And the mother is lovingly trying to get this child to keep his mask on. Everybody ought to see this video. Let's go ahead and play it.
Put your mask on.
Yeah. He just pulls it off the top of his head. She pulls it back down over his face.
Put your mask on.
There you go. Keep it right there.
Yay, Mason. Yay.
Mason doesn't want to wear the mask.
Keep it on, Mason.
She pulls it back over his face again. Now he pulls the mask down over his chin. Now it hits him in the eyes.
Peek-a-boo, I see you.
She snaps the mask right over his face.
Put your mask back
I mean, this is awful to watch. I'm not kidding you. How's that not child abuse? She's trying to lovingly put the mask on. The kid doesn't want to put the mask on.
Mason.
I mean, this goes on and on and on. I turn it off. I can't watch it anymore. It's painful. And this is what Americans are being reduced to. And people are having to make choices like this. And people don't want to make these choices. But we are so influenced by the machine. Talk about it all the time. The beast. The media. The dictatorial Democrats. And I'm going to play for you this report. You are not going to believe. Last night, apparently was the Emmy Awards. I don't know. I wouldn't watch the Emmy Awards if you held me down and put a gun to my head. What I don't care about the Emmy Awards would fill the universe. But evidently there was controversy at the Emmy Awards because not enough people of color won Emmys. Emmys so white. We keep going through this. This happened last year at the Oscars, or 2 years ago. Oscars so white. Now it's Emmys so white. An instructor at Virginia Tech literally apologized for being white. It's in the syllabus of this numbskull's course. Well, again, a show that I watch all the time, CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley, decided to explore the popularity of Mount Airy, North Carolina. Because after all, it's the basis for fictional Mayberry, where the Andy Griffith Show took place. Wait till you hear what Ted Koppel did in this report. I'm going to play it for you. I promise you, you're not going to want to miss it. You want an example of media insanity? I've got it for you. Coming up. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
This isn't just you. It's been going on for administration after administration. The Obama administration droned hundreds and hundreds of people. And there is blowback to that. I mean, I don't know if it's true, but I see these pictures of these beautiful children that were killed in the attack. If that's true, guess what? Maybe you created hundreds or thousands of new potential terrorists from bombing the wrong people. We can't sort of have an investigation after we kill people. We have an investigation before we kill people.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
We got a big event this Thursday night here in the Tampa Bay area. If you're going to be in the area, you're going to want to be a part of the Job Creators Networks, the Job Creators Network, and its Bring Back Small Businesses, Bring Small Businesses Back Tour. Governor Ron DeSantis on stage. Larry Elder scheduled to be here. Alfredo Ortiz, I'll be there as well. It's going to be a robust panel discussion in person at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. Tickets are going fast. The VIP reception starts at 5:30. The main event begins at 7 p.m. at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. Get your tickets now at theanswertampa.com. This is sponsored by Job Creators Network, an organization that we love working with. Very excited about being on stage with Governor Ron DeSantis. I will be honored to tell him in person how grateful I am as a Floridian for his leadership, for his guidance, for his steady hand, not behaving like a tyrant and fighting for Floridians. You know, there's already a campaign theme being floated around for Ron DeSantis should he decide to run in 2024. Make America Florida. I mean, if you don't want to move to Florida, you got a screw loose, because people are coming here, flocking to Florida, appreciating the lifestyle, the cost of living, the no state tax, no state income tax, and a very friendly business climate, thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis. And Job Creators Network is all about that. So Alfredo Ortiz, Rebecca Walser will be there. She's seen often on the Fox Business Network. Larry Elder scheduled to appear. Governor Ron DeSantis will be there. I'll be there. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com. It's this Thursday at the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay. Got to hear this report. Now, again, I should have played the trumpet, Eric. I was going to have you find the trumpet that plays for CBS Sunday Morning. I just love this show. It's a show that I've always appreciated. It used to be Charles Kuralt. Then it was Charles Osgood. And now Jane Pauley. A couple of years ago, CBS Sunday Morning did a really pretty positive profile of Mike Lindell, which was a shocker coming from CBS. And I've always liked this show. They do lifestyle stuff. They do things about nature. They do things about the arts. They do things that are, you know, kind of not the typical Sunday morning news fare. And yesterday, they sent Ted Koppel to Mount Airy, North Carolina. Now, the first part of the report was as you would expect. Mount Airy, when the mills shut down in North Carolina, Mount Airy, the city fathers were saying, what do? We got to save our town. Why don't we embrace our heritage and our connection to the Andy Griffith Show? Andy Griffith, the actor, was born in Mount Airy, North Carolina. In fact, his family home is still there. I think it's a museum. And Mayberry, which is a fictional town, was based on Mount Airy. And they've turned the community into like a tribute to the Andy Griffith Show. You can get a tour in a replica of Andy's, you know, police car. There's the jail, you know, a replica of the courthouse. Floyd the barber shop. It's really kind of it looked pretty interesting. The first few minutes of this report, I'm thinking, wow, I want to go to Mount Airy someday. Next time I'm in the upstate of South Carolina, maybe I'll drive over to Mount Airy to see this really unique community. Americana, right? But see, our version of Americana is different from Ted Koppel's version of Americana. About halfway through this report on Mount Airy, the report from Ted Koppel took a turn. Check this out.
And as Randy Collins of the Chamber of Commerce acknowledges, African Americans were all but invisible on the Andy Griffith Show.
There were very few speaking parts.
One.
Okay, Opie, take over quarterback position. Okay, let's go.
If you watch closely in the crowd scenes, I think Andy and others on the show pushed to make sure that there were people of color in the crowds. But you have to look closely.
Maggie Rosser is in her 90s now. She and her younger brother and sister were all born here, left, and returned.
I moved back here 1973. So we wanted a sandwich, and we went in.
Here, in Mount Airy.
In on Main Street. And they served us, but we had to go out and eat.
They wouldn't let you sit.
Right.
So even in 1973.
Yes.
Or a little bit after.
A little bit after. Yes.
Yeah.
Bobby Scales, also born and raised in Mount Airy, has a clear memory of race relations in the 60s.
Blacks knew where they belonged, and whites knew where you belonged to. And everything was segregated.
Black people didn't exist.
Evelyn Scales Thompson is Bobby Scales' twin.
In making those programs, it was for basically the white population.
Hands on the car.
She believes she understands the ongoing popularity of the program.
It's appealing to people who are not familiar with small towns. And what Andy has projected is a quiet, peaceful, a town with everybody happy, and everybody's looking for peace.
So Mayberry, Mount Airy, good place to live?
It's a good place. If it were not home, I would not be here.
Unwrap that for me. I mean, you know, your home is where you make it.
Yes, but not where you were born and your memories and family.
But if your memories are mostly memories of being treated as the lesser, why would you want to stay?
Well, I wasn't treated as a lesser in my family. I have family history. Our property is there and memories of childhood is still very strong. I'm very satisfied at being retired in the place where I grew up.
Somehow Mount Airy becomes more complex with each conversation.
I bet. Yes, indeed.
Mount Airy is a place where fantasy and reality intersect.
If I wave the political thermometer across the forehead of Mount Airy,
right,
do people here believe that Joe Biden is the legitimate president?
That's a good question. Our former president had a lot of support here. If you took a poll, that would probably not lean in our current president's favor.
As for the visitors, for $20 a pop, they get to ride on a trolley car tour of Mount Airy. Sometimes a fella in a deputy's uniform, and he does look a little like Barney Fife, rides along. The Elvis impersonator was an unexplained bonus.
Thank you.
As was the entire crew from CBS Sunday Morning.
Now, I know you came here to have a good time and not to talk politics, but let me just ask you, as a matter of curiosity, how many of you think we had a fair election?
No way.
I saw two hands go up, so is it fair to say the rest of you think that it was not a fair election?
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was at all.
Was it a fair election?
By no means.
Because?
I think there was a lot of voter fraud. It's now been proven. There's been people that's voted that's been dead 50 years. I think it's more the mail-in ballots. You don't know how much of those that were duplicated, triplicated, the whole bit.
Look how many dead people voted for Biden.
One question. It's a serious question, and I know you all will take it seriously. Tell me what you think happened on January 6th at Congress.
They showed truckloads of people that they were bringing in for this. It was all staged, and that's how that started. They even showed pictures of it from the news about these vehicles coming in with all these BLM people.
Yes, sir, you were starting to say.
Disgrace our country.
Whose fault was it?
One writer did blame Donald Trump, but he was in a distinct minority.
I think it was staged. We visited a lot of the Trump rallies. I don't understand why they're focusing so much on that one issue when there's so many cities that are being burned down every day by protesters. It's supposed to be peaceful, but it's all focused on holding these two people.
Murder, kill everybody if you're there.
Yeah.
Hang them in jail. Put them in jail.
We don't even watch news on TV. We don't feel like that we are being told the truth.
No.
Mm-hmm. And we find our truth in other ways, and I won't say what those other ways are, but I feel like we're not being told the truth because we're trying to be swayed in a direction that we know is not the right direction.
I won't be offended. I've been a journalist all my life. When President Trump talked about the press being the enemy of the people.
They are. And I love President Trump. I love that man. I do.
I just hope when this airs, it won't show Southerners as a bunch of dumb idiots like so many parts of the country do. We have a lot of love in our hearts. We love our country. We love our fellow man. And if the rest of the country felt like that, it would be a better place.
Sure. This conversation about politics and division is what people come here to get away from. We don't care what color you are.
No.
We don't even care what your politics are.
Yep.
We just want to be good neighbors and treat everybody alike. And that's why they're coming here.
Yep.
I mean, to CBS's credit, they put that last guy in. They could have edited him out, I guess. because he said, Mr. Koppel, can I say something to you? What you're trying to get us to talk about is what we try to get away from when we come here to Mount Airy. But isn't that, I got to get your reaction to it. 1-800-655-MIKE here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. The left has to bang the race drum on everything. This Virginia Tech professor apologizing for being white and her white privilege. Let's get your reaction to it. What can you believe what you just heard? Take a profile of Mount Airy, North Carolina, and turn it into a race symposium. First, that the Andy Griffith Show back in the 60s didn't have enough black people in it. And now, look at those white people on the bus taking a tour of Mount Airy. And they don't believe in the outcome of the election, and they think it was Antifa that did January 6th. I bet Ted Koppel got out of that just what he wanted. There's the media at work, and that's what we're up against. But you just heard the report. What was your take? What's your reaction to it? Join me, 1-800-655-MIKE.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
In bed and having fun. Always calling down the car.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
Gallagher.
It's really nice to be with you. I like to get reactions to the things, to the kind of media bias and the race hustling we saw in that report, but I got to get your reaction to it. Let's start with Dennis. Hey, Dennis, Ted Koppel got a little bit more than he bargained for when he started asking those people about race, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, I hope you can hear me. I'm driving in my car here in Atlanta, but two comments about it. Number one is those residents of Mount Airy sure made a fool of Ted Koppel, and he probably doesn't realize in reality he made a fool of himself. And then what was appalling is he was trying to tell the lady born and raised there and chosen to live there that she shouldn't be happy, even though she says she was.
It was
amazing.
I mean, that's you're talking about the black family that he was interviewing, the people who said, we love it here. And he's like, well, why? Look what you went through. You know, and her message was one of resilience. Yeah, we went through some tough things. Segregation was awful. That was in the 60s. That was in the... Guess what? We're here and we love this town. And he couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
You're right. Very, 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 very revealing stuff, Dennis. Thank you. Here's Bob. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Bob.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike. I really enjoyed that piece on Mount Airy. And my comment was when Koppel was asking the question to the people if they thought the press was biased, I thought, how amazing that on any given day you can tune into any given 8 or 10 sources of liberal news and hear the identical same word being spoken at the identical time of the day.
That's right.
Every day.
Every single day. It was pretty telling to watch that kind of twisting of something that's good. Dennis Prager, my friend and colleague, always says the left manages to ruin everything it touches. And here are these nice people. It just might, oh, there's not enough black people. And there's not enough black people on the tour. What about the, and trying to turn the, and finally the guy said, Mr. Koppel, may I say, this is what people try to get away from? This is why they come to Mount Airy, to escape your poison? And this, everything is about power. And who's in charge? And this, all of this, I've said over and over, and I'll continue to say it. We got a long way to go. There's a lot of stuff that we can do better. And there's nothing wrong with diversity. Listen, they're upset about not enough white people or too many white people winning Emmys. If next year every one of the Emmy Award winners were black, who would care? Nobody sits around and begrudges people of color success. And yet, when that doesn't mean white people shouldn't have any. An instructor at Virginia Tech has apologized to students of color for being white. You got to hear about Dr. Crystal Duncan Lane. She teaches in Virginia Tech. This is a public university, taxpayer-funded school. Her syllabus read, "I am a Caucasian cisgender female and first-generation college student from Appalachia who is of Scottish, British, and Norwegian heritage. I'm married to a cisgender male." Well, that poor guy. "And we are middle class. While I did not ask for the many privileges in my life, I have benefited from them and will continue to benefit from them whether I like it or not. This is injustice. I want to be better. To my students of color, I apologize for the inexcusable horrors within our shared history." Yeah, send your kid to that class. How'd you like to have that kook teaching your kids? Portions of our show brought to you by Warner Brothers Pictures. Cry Macho, what a movie. Legendary director Clint Eastwood. It's a story of being lost and found. Clint Eastwood returns as a one-time rodeo star, washed-up horse breeder. You're going to love this story. See it in theaters and on HBO Max for 31 days. It's called Cry Macho. There's tons of great buzz about it. Clint Eastwood is back. Warner Brothers' Cry Macho, now playing, rated PG-13. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're going to talk to Mike Rakeman. Check in with him next hour. Get the latest on home loans and how it can benefit you. Times Square had a throng of thousands of anti-vax mandate protesters. We'll tell you all about it coming up.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.